Shabbos Daf Chafal, we're starting at the top of the Amid. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned Kol Elu Sha'amru, all these things that we said on Mishnah, Eimad Likam Ben Shabbos, that you're not allowed to light with them on Shabbos. Aval Eis Me Maduro, but you're allowed to make a large fire from them. Bein L'Sham Connected. It doesn't make it up if you're using it in order to warm yourself. Bein L'Sham Shalair, or if you're using it to read or to do some work next to the fire. Bein Al Gabi Kaka, it doesn't make it up if the light is sitting on the ground, and therefore it's easy to reach. Bein Al Gabi Kira, or if it's on top of your oven, or some say Bein Al Gabi Minoyah, or if it's on top of a Minoyah. Le'asru, El Las Mepsil L'Nev Bilvad. We're only talking about over here that was when you use a wick. So the wicks that we're talking about in the Mishnah, the first bunch of cases in the Mishnah, we're talking about when you made a wick for a ner, for one fire. But if it's in a candle, then that's where it's also. However, if it's a large fire, then it wouldn't be a problem, because like Rashi says, since it's a large fire, therefore first of all, you put probably many wicks, and therefore all the wicks help each other flame, and then someone won't come to a biyata, and someone won't come to move it in order to get a better flame, because all of them are helping each other, and the nair will be a stronger nair. The Gemara continues, one of the Mishnah's things that we weren't allowed to use was oil from kik. So my shemakik, what is shemakik? Shmuel says, I asked all the seafarers or the sailors what it is, but they told me, there's a type of bird in the islands or in the faraway lands, the kikshmai, and its name is kik. And therefore, I think that maybe the word now is not shemakik, not oil of kik, but shaman kik, the fat of the kik. Rabbi Yitzchak Breda says, mishcha de kaza, that we're talking about over here, is the shemen that's made from garine tseme gefen, like Rashi says, which is cottonseed oil. So the cottonseed oil is also something that's also used on Shabbos. Rish Lakish says, kikayin de yoyna. The shemen kik that we're referring to in the Mishnah is like the kikayin that was in the story of Yoyna Navi, which it talks about a plant called kikayin, and they used to extract oil from this plant. So Rabbi Bachan says, l'dichazili kikayin de yoyna, I saw a plant similar to the one that was in the story of Yoyna, v'lo saliva dami, it was similar to this plant called saliva. Pashki Rabbi, and it grows from the marshes or from the ponds. And Valpum Chanusa Madlin Yasein, they used to hang it at the opening two stores. And like Rashi says, they used to do it Litzel for shade, L'Reach Tov, and to give a good fragrance. Upatzido, and from its kernels of the Mishcha, they would make oil from it. All sick people that were in Eretz Yisrael used to lie in its shade, which was pleasant for them to lie in. Rabbi says, Psilu Shamar Chacham, the psilus that we said, all the wicks that we said, which were the first part of Mishnah, we were talking about wicks, the reason why you can't use it is because the light flickers on them, and therefore you're worried, maybe you'll go and move it in order to get a better light. Shemarim Shem Chacham, but and the shemen that the Chacham said in Aliyus, because the shemen is not drawn through the psila, and therefore since it doesn't go completely into the psila, it isn't a good light either. And again, the question of shemiyata, maybe you'll move it around in order to get a better light. So Abayi asked from Rabbi as follows: Shemarim Shem Chacham, we said that these things are also. Are you allowed to put some shemen of kosher shemen into it that is a good oil, and then it will now take care of the problem? It won't be a flickering light. Once you get to the point that it's not flickering, then lechayr there should be no gzeir on it, and therefore should be mutter. So Gemara says, "Me guys, we need to look at now. Are you still guys? Maybe if you let him use it, a mixture of good oil with bad oil, maybe he'll say, okay, you could use the bad oil on some weeks. He'll use bad oil, which is also." I love you. Maybe you don't make such a gzera. Here, Gemara is saying, so it's almost like saying it's a gzera, but it seems like the original gzera was, you're never allowed to use the soil no matter what, even if you mix it and you don't have the problem of shemiyata, you still don't have the reason of, you don't have the ability to use such oil. The Gemara says, Esfe, I'll bring you a raya against what Rabbi just said. Rabbi just said that you're not allowed to use it, but we have a brice that says as follows, Karach davashem madlik boy, agavi davashem madlik boy, if you wrapped something that you're allowed to use as a wick on top of something that you're not allowed to use as a wick, the din is a madlik boy. The Tan Kaba says, you're not allowed to be madlik boy, which actually seems like a raya to Rabbi, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, that shall be Saba, my father's house, Rabbi Gamliel's house, they used to wrap a wick on top of a nut, and they would madlik. Now, egg is something that doesn't draw draw the fire so well. It doesn't draw it at all. And therefore, the chayra, it should have been asa. But you say you're allowed to be madi because the psila you put on it is good. And therefore, by the shema, which is bad, that you put a little bit of shema that's good into it, and it's going to be madi yafa, then the chayra over there should also be good. So the tanimiyas, we learned from Rav Shimon Gamliel that madlikin, so it's a kasha and rabba, amalei. So rabba says, I'm listening to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why are you asking me a question from Rav Shimon Gamliel saying, no, the tanakami should bring me a rabbi for the tanakami? He says, you can't use it. The Gemara says, holy kasha, that's not kasha because ma'aser rab, it's better to have a ma'aser rab, which means that Raj is hurl may it shakachayu shall be since Rav Shimon Gamliel saying edus, that's the halacha. But when kamakum kasha, so it's still shver on rabba. The Gemara says, my lab lahadlik, you might think that we were talking about rabba explains that Rav Shimon Gamliel meant that they use it in order to use that eggers as part of the hadlaka. No, the reason why they're using the eggers had nothing to do with that. Really, it's also to use it if you're using it as one of your sources to have a flame. But here, lahakvais is talking, they're using the eggers to make it float in the oil. So Gemara says, ilahakvais, if it's talking about it, it's coming to float, my time and Tanakama, how can Tanakama say it's also, it has nothing, no iset in this at all. The whole wick was a perfect wick, and the eggers wasn't being used as a wick. Gemara answers, kulu Rav Shimon Gamliel, enichrami, the entire memory is Rav Shimon Gamliel, the brice is Rav Shimon Gamliel, chsirum echser v'achitani, and we have to add in, and we have to explain the brice as follows, karach Rav Shimon Adlikabai, agavit Rav Shimon Adlikabai, the din is because there you're using a bad wick. So just like by oil, if you're using bad oil, you're not allowed to put some oil in it and take away the problem because that's xera. The xera is completely asses those types of oils, even if you put in only part of that oil. But that's only talking when you're doing it to be madlik av lahakbeis. But if it's going to be to use it to float, then it's mutashog lulayme shal beis abba yikarchem sila agabe egay. So Gemara, yes, eini astil yes v'yokasha. But my brain am rab chelav mehutach. If you have melted fat, or the care of a dog, you have innards of a dog, of a fish, and a maichu that was dissolved. So now you have this type of oil that you're using as a source of fuel for a fire. You're not allowed to add in a little bit of shemen, and that's going to make it a better light, and then you can be madlik. So you see exactly against Rabba. Gemara says, no, really, there's no iset at all, because really, it's mimshich b'nayu, it's really going to draw the fuel in fine. That fuel is a very good fuel. But how do you like mimshich b'nayu? You can't be right in the case of Rabba, because Rabba is going in a case where the actual oil, the wicks that you're using, are bad wicks, and they're not going to be good at all. So in those cases, we have a problem, because you're mixing good oil with bad oil. Here, you're actually mixing good oil with good oil. So Gemara says, but still, we know you're not allowed to use chelav mutach and kevedam k'shem meichu, so it must have been a problem. Gemara says, no, that wasn't because it's an actual intrinsic problem of these types of oils. But the gozer rabbanon al chelav mutach, the only reason the rabbanon would gozer on chelav mutach is mishum chelav shem mutach, is only because of exera, because you might come to use chelav which was not melted properly, or val kevedam k'shem meichu mishum kevedam k'shem shalayim meichu, on the innards of dogim that were dissolved because of kevedam that were not dissolved. So Gemara says, very nice, but v'lignanam chelav mutach that even if you put a drop of oil, just like we said before, that it was all encompassing xera, once it was xera and this type of oil that you can't use it, even you add in good oil, that's not going to be good. So here also we should say, even if you add good oil into these kir v'dog m'shin m'aychu, or in the chelav that's mehutach, but since now we said the chelav mehutach and kir v'dog m'shin m'aychu is not good to use, even if you add in good oil, it shouldn't be good. Why? Mishum chelav mehutach v'kir v'dog m'shin m'aychu shalei nasal techa shemen. Gemara says, no. Here the Gemara says, he goof xera. The whole point of kiri dogim that was nimuach or chelav sheinu chelav mehutach, that it's also is only xera because atu chelav sheinu mehutach or kiri dogim sheleinu meichu, and therefore vana nekiv digzul xera xera. Here that would be going to the cloud of not being geizer xera xera. Just one quick point for Taisus, the second Taisus of the Oven, preishim sheinim shachin. He says shemaiti that b'miyesh sheyesh rak ner echad kosher b'bayis. If someone has one good ner in his house, and the rest of the neiros in his house are not good neiros, al yidei zeh yasku, you'll remember b'le'yata shah neiros shebechetim shemmatim, and therefore Taisus says that will be mutter. So it's based on the entire house, once or a room that you have in a room, a good ner, that's enough that you'll remember the Shabbos and you won't come to b'yata. And Taisus continues, Rav Shimshim Akutsi, I mean, the Dovah Shiach Lassus, Blay Nev. If you have an activity that you could do without a fire, Kugayin Lahoitzi Yayim and Achavis, then Mutal Ishtamish Lahokal Nev, you're allowed to use any there, and there's no din of a problem of Shema Yata. B'chiddush of Taisis. The Gemara continues as follows: Tani Rami Bachama, Psilus Shmarim Shamar Chacham, Ein Madlik Mem Shabbos, Ein Madlik Mem B'Migdash. You also not use Migdash. Meaning, in Migdash, there's no problem. It's not Shabbos. There's no problem. Shemiyata. Maybe you'll move it, but even Migdash, you now Mishum Shenem Al Halas Dei Talmud. What does that mean? Who Tani La? Who he brought down his brayso? Rami Bachama brought down his brayso. Who Amalah? He explains the brayso. The point of the Halas Dei Talmud is Kadesh Tehi Shalavis Oilam Elal, that the flame should come up by itself. V'Leish Tehi Oila Al Yedei Davacha, and not should need help from something else, and therefore in this case, since it's a ner, and you're using beard nairs or beard oils, it would also have the same problem because you'd have to move it around, and that's not doesn't go into the din of lahalis ner tamid. Tanan, the Gemara says as follows: Mirbaloi michnase kohanim, from the worn out pants of the kohanim, hamneim, and from their gatel, hoimafki, and they would rip them up and make them into wicks, or mehed madlikin, and they would be madlik during Simchas Beis Sheva. So how do you say that the din is that you'll not only use it in Beis Hamikdash? You see, they used to use this for Simchas Beis Sheva. Our answer: Simchas Beis Sheva shani Rashi's likes the lavas ba, but lav deraisa. Meaning, the only time we said it didn't lavas ba is only benegated menorah, which is deraisa. But these things are not deraisa, and therefore you're allowed to use those on in the base of Midrash for Simchas Beis Sheva. Taisus asks a very good kasha. The bottom of Taisus Simchas Beis Sheva, he said, "Kasha Lri, my parach. Why are you asking from the Gatel? We know Haloi Haya Ben Pishnan was linen in it. Tchsev Tchelus Vagomit Talashon V'Sheish Masha, and Sheish Masha is linen. So therefore, it had wool. True, Tchelus Vagomit Talashon all wool, but it also had linen. But Taylo Psila, and that's good for Psila. The Havi Kekarach Davishem Madligam Boy. It's like you're putting it together with something that you could be madlik with it. Agavi Davishem Madligam Boy. Then on Shabbos we know it's also Shemi Yadlik Be'ene, because maybe you come to be madlik with it by itself, with wool. Al b'migdash lo shaychach gzera. In migdash, they used to do things exactly the way it was, and there was no gzera going to change the way they do it. You know, read the kibush aim in our pishtin arvia, that since there's only a quarter of it was only pishtin, the other three materials were wool. So therefore, batal b'shamine v'havikilu aim by pishtin cloud. It's as if there's no pishtin at all. The Gemara continues. Tashma asks you another. Shaila Tani Rabbi Masa brought a brisa, big dekuna shabalu, that the big dekuna that were with it out, mafkinais, and would rip it up to make psilais from, or mehenayais of psilais of Migdash, and they would make wicks for the base of Migdash, and this was for the menorah. So here it would be an issue. Where it says, my love, we must be talking about klayim, we must be talking like the belt which had klayim, and was talking about wool. Gemara says, Loi, we're only talking about the begadim that only made of butz, that was only made of linen. The Gemara continues, Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Psilu Shishman Shem Chacham, Ein Madlikim Ben Shabbos, all these things that we said in Mishnah, B'negei Shabbos, you're not allowed to use. Ein Madlikim Ben Chanukah, you're not allowed to use on Chanukah. Ben B'Shabbos, Ben B'Chol, doesn't make a difference if it's Shabbos, Chanukah, or the weekday. Rav, my time in Rav Huna, what's the reasoning behind Rav Huna? Kasav, Kaf, Zakla. First of all, he holds that if it is extinguishes, you have to relight it, and therefore you have to use good materials that shouldn't be extinguished. Rashi says, maybe you'll come and it will go out, you won't remember to relight it, and therefore we want to make sure you had the best oils and the best wicks. And also, you're allowed to use the R of Chanukah. Therefore, Rashi says, Hilkot b'Shabbos also, therefore on Shabbos is also Shemiyat l'tzarech tash, but since you're allowed to use it and you're allowed to read next to it, so maybe you'll come and actually start reading by it. Taisus asks, what do you mean? Maybe the whole reason that Rav Huna says this is because of Kafsa Zakkla. Has nothing to do with Mutal Ishtamish Lawyer. On Shabbos, the reason why you're not allowed to do it is because if it goes out on Shabbos, you're not going to be able to relight it. And that's even easier to say that there's a reason, because then you're not going to be Yaitz the whole Mitzvah Chanukah since Kafsa Zakkla. What's the Raya of Mutal Ishtamish Lawyer? So Taisus points out on the bottom Taisus of Mutal Ishtamish Lawyer and going to the Amid Beis, he says that the point is because here, what did Rav Huna said? He said, Ein Madlikim Ba B'Chanukah Bein B'Shabbos Bein B'Chol. If he meant that there's one reason, then he should have just said, Ein Madlikim Ben B'Chanukah. Once he would have said, Ein Madlikim Ben B'Chanukah, we would have known there's one reason. In fact, he puts it into two reasons, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol. It seems that even if you don't have the reason of Kafsa Zakkla, you're still not allowed to use it on Shabbos because Mutal Ishtamish L'Ora. Gemara continues, Rav Chisda, Ein Madlikim Ben B'Chol, you'll add a light from the B'Chol, Avoloi B'Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. What's the reason? Because he holds that Kafsa that he holds that if you extinguishes, you don't have to go back and relight it, and therefore there's no problem with using it during the weekday. Well, on Shabbos, you're allowed to use it, and that's why on Shabbos you can't use this oil or this wick, because you might come to move it since you're allowed to use the nearest of Chanukah for your own hana. Another sheet of psilus shmonim shavuachamim in madligim ben Shabbos, madligim ben Chanukah. Here he said you're allowed to use it on Chanukah. Bein b'chol, bein b'Shabbos, both during the weekday or on Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmiyahu says, "Might have been Rav. What's the reason, of Rav? Kasaga kavsa ein zakkla. First of all, he holds that there's no reason to do it during the weekday, because if it extinguishes, you don't have to put it back on, and therefore there's no gzeira, maybe you'll be pashe and not put it on, you're still going to be yaitza. But also, another thing holds on Shabbos, no problem, because you're not allowed to use it, and no one's going to be reading by it, and therefore there's no problem in Shemiyata, because everyone knew that this was nearest Chanukah, not nearest to use in your home. When the Rabban said in name of, in front of Abai, in the name of Rabbi Yemeo, what he just said, the reason of Rab, Belay Kibla, Abai didn't like the Svara, and he wasn't Mekabel, but he also Rabban, when Rabban came from Eretz, Amru Rabban Kamed Rabbaya, then Rabban said it again in front of Abaya, Mishmed Rabbi Yechon, from the name of Rabbi Yechon, Vikibla, and then Abaya was Bekabla. Omar, and Abaya said, Izakoi, if it would have been Zeicha, if I would have been Zeicha to this thing, Gemara say, L'shmaitze Mikar, I would have been learned the Shmaitze from originally, I would have accepted it. So the Gemara says, Valgamra, that Lemaisa, he did accept it. So what's the difference? At what point he accepted it? At some point he accepted this din. The Gemara says, Nakamino Ligesi Yankusa, that at the beginning, if he would have learned it earlier, he would have been younger. Rash says, Meskayim Yaisa Michel Zikna, that when you get older, it's not something that's Mekuyim as well, and therefore he would have rather learned it much earlier. The Gemara says, Vakavsa in Zakla, you're telling me that there's a shita that if it extinguishes, you don't have to put it back. For a minute, we get Bryce that says not like that. It says mitzvah. So the mitzvah ner Chanukah is from Mishatishka Chama, from Shkiyas Chama, Asha Tichl Reglam and Ashuk, until you people walk away from the shuk, and not there are no people around in the marketplace. My lab, the kafsa hadu matla, it seems that there's a din of kafsa zokla, that if it extinguishes, you have to put it back on until the point that people leave the shuk. First of all, there's one nafkamina that, not that it kafsa zokla, of course kafsa ain't zokla, you don't have to relight it. But if you didn't light it up to this point, you would delay it, and you didn't light it right by shkia, you could light it until the point that people are tichle regal in the shuk. Another reason is l'shir, to tell us the shir, the amount of time that has to be lit l'chatkila, and you have to have enough oil, and the wick has to be good enough that it could last from the point of shkia zechama until tichle regal min hashuk, which we say is about a half hour. Tyson points out, the Madlik Tyson points out that al mikan ve'elach of hazman, after that, it's not the proper zman. But I'm going to read the miyad, you should do it as early as possible during the evening. If imicha yadlik misafik, since we have other roots in the Gemara, but the reading era, the ata in lachish masiyadik, nowadays we don't have to be chayshah on this at all. The anu in lano akira el lebedei abayis, the whole point of hekar and pursuing Issa is for the Bnei Abayis, or Madlik and Bifrim, we light inside. Gemara continues, Ad Shetichle Regal Menashuk, Ad Kam Halvog, is that Amr Abba Khan, Amr Bechon, Ad Kalya Rigla Tamadoi, the last people that leave the Shuk are the people who used to sell wood to people that were home, and they realized they don't have enough wood for lighting or for heat, then they would have to buy it, and therefore those people that would sell wood were around the latest in the street. Talking about a mitzvah Chanukah, what's a mitzvah Chanukah? Now, how do you do the mitzvah of menorah on Chanukah? Ner issue basically. One ner in the house for an entire home. So the din is that you take one person, lights one ner, and that's the whole din for all 8 days. But by Mahadrin, the people of Mahadrin, Rashi says Mahadrin is acha mitzvahs, meaning they ran after mitzvahs. What Taisa says is lashon of hiddah, like hiddah mitzvah, ner l'chol echad v'echad. The head of the household would light one ner for each person in the house. So if you had five children and your father, then you would light six neris in the house every single day. That's how the Rambam learns. The Rambam, and that's how it seems actually in Rashi as well. The Rambam says, no, each person lights their own ner for that night. So you would have six people lighting one ner. But it's the same amount of neris, lefi Taisus, Lefi, Rashi, the Rambam, and the Rama. But Mahadrin, that if you, the Shita, Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin, is Beishame, says, Yom Yishim Madlik Shema Yinu Mekam Ve'elach Peichas Ve'elach. The first day, you light eight nears, and then you go down from there. You go to 7, 6, 5, 4, etc. Beisilorimim, Yom Yishim Madlik Achas, the first day, you light one, like we do, Mekam Ve'elach Meis Ve'elach, and afterwards, you continue and increasing every single day. Now, the Rambam actually says, in this case, like we do, that every single person lights in the house one, then two, then three, then four, then five, etc. And that's what it means by Mahadrim, Mahadrim, Fi Beisalom, Fi Beishama. Each person lights 8, 7, 6, 5, etc. However, Taisus in Taisus of Mahadrim, Mahadrim says, Nilarita, Beishama, Beisalom, Kaimi, Ela, Nere, Shubesai, Shkain Yesahida, which means that the father would light eight neiris l'fi beishamid and 7 and 6, but all you would have in the house is eight neiris maximum. L'fi beisil, the same thing. Only the father lights 1, 2, 3, 4 and maximum 8, but not each person. Why? Because that's connected the days that are coming into Chanukah. If each person lights one there and they continue, people would think that instead of three people in the house or four people every day, they wouldn't know how many people. They wouldn't realize it's a different day of Chanukah, and therefore there's no additional Pesumanis on that, and that's not the proper way to do it. Machlekes, Taisus, Tosis and the Rambam, and we passing like the Rambam. The Sfadim actually passing in this case like Tosis. The Gemara continues. There were two Amarev that were chaylik in Eretz Yisrael. One says the time of the Beishami is connected to Yom HaKlasim because of the days that are coming in the future, which means there are 8 days left, 7 days left, etc. The time of the Beisil and the reason for Beisil connected to Yom HaYotzim because Shiyotzu Kfar, like Rashi says, that's 1 day, 2 days that already went by, 3 days, etc. The Chadam, one says time of the Beishami, the reason for Beishami connected to Parachag. It's similar to the Parachag that went down every single day. It started at 13 on the first day of Yom HaYotzim and went down to 7. The time of Beis Hillel, and the reason for Beis Hillel is the Ma'alam B'Kayish, but in Meridin, you go up B'Kayish, and you're not be married. Amar Rabbi B'Chan, Rabbi B'Chan, same idea. Shnei Zekim, Ha'i B'Tzidon, there were two Zekim and Tzidon, Echel Asuk B'Sham, Echel Asuk B'Tzidon, V'Zeh Nais Talmud Vav, Kenega Parah Chag, V'Zeh Nais Talmud Vav, the Ma'alam B'Kayish, in Meridin, like we just said. Turn our button, we learned. Ner Chanukah, the Ner of Chanukah, Mitzvah Nichal, Pesach Beis B'Chutz. You have to leave it on the, by your door of your house, outside, by the Rishis Ram, or if you live in a chatzah, in the chatzah. If you're living on an upper floor, you put it by a window that's facing the Rishis Ram, which has Sakano, by the Shas Sakano, which is a Shas Shmad, and you can't leave it outside. Well, Rashi says there was the days in the Avodah Zarah that a Yontiv that they used to say that the only time you're allowed a place that you're allowed to have a Ner was only in the churches. It was dangerous to leave it outside, and therefore you can place it on your table, and that's enough. You need another Ner at all times, because since we hold that you're not allowed to, it's us l'shtamish l'ira, therefore you need another ner, like Rashi says, you need a heck of a dover to remind you, don't use this because it's actually us to use. You know, some are gerus l'shtamish l'ira, and then you could use the ur, and some are not gerus l'shtamish l'ira, which means that even if you put it on a curse, it's only, that's what seems from Rashi, it's only to show you that it's us, but of course, even with that other ner, you're still not allowed to be m'shtamish l'ira. V'yikam madura, l'itzar, the same thing, if you have other light in your house, then you don't need this other heck, because you're going to use the Madura and you're not going to be mishtamish to the Ner of Chanukah. If he's on Chashvu, even if it's Madura, generally they used another candle to show that these Ner is Ataka also for you to use. Gemara continues, one more Gemara, my Chanukah, what is the Yontif of Chanukah? We learned, on the 25th of Kislev, Yom Chanukah, that's the times of Chanukah, and this is a memory in Megillah's Tainus. Tamni, there are 8 days, you're not allowed to have Spadim, and you're not allowed to have Tainasim. When the Greeks came into Tehechel, Timu Kol Shemanish Behechel, all the Shemin and Hechel were Tamei, which a Gavri Machas Beis Chashminoi V'Nitzchom, it took about 2 years, but after 2 years, the Beis Chashminoi won, but they were checking V'Loi Batzu Al Pach Echel Shel Shemin, they only found one Pach of Shemin, Shai Munach B'Chai Samin Shel Kayin Gadol, they had a seal of Kayin Gadol on it, and therefore it wasn't Tamei, V'Loi Hoi Boi Al Hat Gleim Echel, but it was only enough oil for 1 day, Nas Ben Eis, it was an Eis, V'Dlik Men Hashem Yom, and they were able to use it for 8 days, L'Shon Acheres, the next year, Kavum, they set it up, Vasum, Yom Tayim B'Halal Hadar, and they made it as Yontiv that you have Halal and Hadar, like Rashi says, Loi Shachur Shasum Bulacha, not that that's Yontiv for Issa Malacha. That's why it says, if I assume Yom Tovim, Behal Vaidah. The Yontiv is, Shalai Nikfu El Likwes Hal, Beloy Ma Al Nisim Vaidah. That was the only point of this Yontiv. And we will stop over here, start here tomorrow morning, Mitzvah.